One of my favorite things they did on Jackass, or maybe it was Viva La Bam, or Bam, Bam Forever. Bam I don't remember what show it was.
Yeah, one of those.
Maybe it was CKY.
One of those Mingan.
When they made it so that Phil couldn't eat any food, and yeah, they put billboards all over the place.
Viva La Bam.
Don't feed Phil.
Oh yeah. Pizza and burger joints wouldn't let him order food.
I wonder, like, how real that was, or Phil, like, was eaten and just
thinking
it. I
don't think that was real at all. No.
Here's the thing.
The idea was funny.
Was Phil acting and just eating all the time but not on camera? Was Phil going along with it but seriously not eating? Or was Phil desperately wanting to eat and nobody would give him food? That's what I wonder.
That town they lived in, though, was pretty small.
Yeah.
Maybe they just... I mean, he had fuck you money at that point.
Oh,
maybe
well, they definitely had billboards up. That wasn't fake.
But maybe he also went to all those shopkeeps and said, hey, like, here's 200 if you don't feed this fat fucker.
Yeah. The funniest parts that came out of that...
It's his words,
you
not mine.
Need to call him that.
The funniest parts that came out of that episode were Brandon DiCamillo made a video that played... Because they had a screen on their fridge. And Brandon DiCamillo had a video of him just as a chef eating food. Ooh, this eclair. suck the cream out. That was funny. And then also, just to taunt him, they put temporary tattoo or iron-on images of a burger.
Like
a cartoon burger.
On
they
all
just
his clothes.
Ironed it onto all of his clothes.
All his work shirts.
Off. That's one thing I can confirm really happened.
Yeah.
I remember Joe Franz told me he occasionally still picks out a shirt and wears it. And they're like, Phil, there's a burger like right there.
Ah!
So anyway, that was funny. Viva La Bam, check it out on MTV every Sunday night.
Wasn't that bad of a show.
That's funny. Can everybody see us?
We're live.
Is everybody here?
We are live.
Oh. What's that stink in the air? That's stench.
My jacket.
Close your legs, all of you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't have a belt on.
I just want to make sure everybody can see us, because last week there was controversy over this theme song.
Honey, it's family hour. There must be something on. Oh, wow! Candy critters!
All right, you heard it. Anybody who says they didn't hear the theme song tonight, banned.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Don't write it in the chat.
Hey, everybody, I want to say first and foremost... Happy Thanksgiving, one and all. It is that time of year.
Well, it's not Thanksgiving.
It's not Thanksgiving yet. Nor will it be. According to the stores, you can't get Thanksgiving decorations at all.
I went to so many stores looking for Thanksgiving things.
You're supposed to get a turkey on the placemat.
Or, and I said, what's your Thanksgiving stuff? And they said, oh, we don't have any. It's Christmas stuff. And I said, but it's Thanksgiving time right now. So that makes no sense.
What'd they say?
They said, I don't know.
And you just dropped it?
They said, you can check by Housewares. I said, okay.
They said, shop somewhere else.
So I went to Housewares, and they had a tablecloth with an owl on it.
And a cornucopia.
Oh, the Thanksgiving owl.
It wasn't a turkey, and it wasn't Thanksgiving. So I said, I'm getting the Santa Claus one, and fuck y'all.
Well, you guys don't eat owls on Thanksgiving?
Well, the first Thanksgiving, they had an owl.
I pray to an owl. I'm in a secret society.
Just owl pellets.
Wow.
Yeah. Don't tell anyone.
This is what you get when you have a Democrat in the White House.
Yeah, see?
Okay.
War on Thanksgiving.
They say anybody dressed like Santa Claus could come into the country.
Hail Molech.
Yeah, where does the war on Christmas stand if it's taking over Thanksgiving?
I want to see.
I feel like it's winning.
It's winning.
Well, let me just say, shame on you, Obama, whatever. And Kirk Cameron is going to have his day.
You're not allowed to say Merry Christmas on Christmas anymore.
No.
But you're allowed to say it on Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
But you're not allowed to celebrate Thanksgiving anymore.
How does that make sense?
The world is too confusing. I cannot keep up.
Well, guys, I voted for McCain.
And I'm going...
Get me on camera. I voted for McCain. Hashtag McCain.
I voted for Palin. And Palin...
Where were we at
you
the
guys
voting
were together.
We teamed up.
Two Disneyland pimps vote alike.
Who's, we were a democracy.
Yeah, Romney. Who's that other guy from Massachusetts?
I voted for Dole.
Romney,
that's right. Palin and Romney need to have sex.
and produce a good president.
Yes! Thank you. You beat me to the point. But yeah, get that hell spawn in office.
Yeah.
and fix this shit.
Yeah,
bullshit.
We need more Hellspawn and less.
All you fucking.
Less, we don't even want a president that wipes butts with silk.
You sheeple.
Please.
Here.
What? Give me a Satan in the White House. Get shit.
Yes.
Done.
Anyways, welcome to the Mega 64 yeah, podcast, welcome. The number one political podcast on the internet.
Toilet humor, political satire. Hey, I want to say.
This
again,
is an FCC regulated show.
So if you get nasty in the chat, we will prosecute. anyway, oh my cock! Anyway, welcome. It is Thanksgiving.
Out of reference.
Wow.
It is Thanksgiving. Just a little improv.
It's pre-Thanksgiving.
It's Thanksgiving.
It's not Thanksgiving.
It's pre-Thanksgiving. We have a feast, the festive feast for all the family here over. And I want to
actually,
say,
I want to say we're, it's not Thanksgiving. Okay. So I want to say, since it's not any holiday today, we're celebrating Japanese Christmas.
All right. Japanese Christmas. Ohayou gozaimasu.
Ohayou gozaimasu. Cool. What does that mean?
Happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah,
I
mean, made it up.
Or,
happy Japanese
or whatever.
I heard that they eat chicken in Japanese Christmas.
They do. Yeah, the kernel is
they
big.
Do. Kernel's huge there.
Yep. Yeah. And you don't eat fried chicken on Thanksgiving. So, there you go.
Yep.
There you have it.
There you have it.
And I wanted to say, this week also marks, more important than Thanksgiving, fuck Thanksgiving, Black Friday. It's coming. Oh, I'm hoping Black Friday starts at least Tuesday this year, but Thursday may suffice. Anyway, but Black Friday, forget about that at any other store. That's gross. Black Friday at Mega64.com. Mm. Once again, reminder, we're bringing the thunder. Mega64, time... this is fucking time is running out. Is it there?
Whoa.
Wow.
Was that...
That was supposed to be Time is
that
Running
was
Out.
A new
oh,
so
thank
there you.
You.
Go.
Time is Running Out comes out Black Friday. So
that?
Get your copy.
You tried to.
Two disc Blu ray set, and it's coming out Black Friday. So is a million other things. All the rare items. You can go on Mega64.com and see what's coming out.
Eric, put them on screen.
I'm doing
it's
it right now.
Too big. Oh,
I'm doing
you
got it fast. Oh, that's the shirt. Oh, that's two more shirts.
Rapid fire.
No, it's a poster. We did it. We did it all.
Lightning round. All the poster. And you got a cosplayer's print with anything.
Lightning round.
Just about anything you order. Check out the deals. I'm wearing the bio shirt somewhere in here.
Oh, nice and covered up.
Pizza.
See my face?
Oh, well, it's Rocco and Rocco.
Whoa, Rocco's face.
This is Rocco's dream.
Pizza. Pizza bridge.
How much
them?
Rocco and Cam can we get away?
This shirt right now is like that scene in Lady of the Tramp where they're sharing spaghetti, but it's Rocco sharing
pizza
with himself.
Yeah.
Kevin, it's the most romantic relationship in the history of film.
Get the Lady in the Tramp
I
shot.
I have to fucking look at this.
This is like
hey,
cheese string.
You're seeing true love right now.
Fuck! Come on!
Cheese string.
Yeah, I looked over and he was licking his lips.
I didn't know it.
Calm down.
That was gross.
Yeah. Like that's nothing sucks. You haven't seen before.
Not reason. I do want to say you need to brush your tongue.
not before chicken, though. That'll taste not terrible.
Yeah, what's
chicken.
The point?
Anyways, Black Friday, check it out. Be there Thanksgiving night. Say, goodnight, family. Fuck off.
Yeah.
I don't care what you're doing, because I got plans.
Say that to your grandfather.
Go up to your room, lock the door.
Oh.
Turn the computer on.
Okay.
When midnight strikes.
Load up your favorite pornographic website, shop.mega64.com, and start clicking away, baby.
Yeah.
Click until you can't
it
click
makes
no
me,
more.
Yeah, because when Black Friday strikes, you're going to blow your load
Boom.
Of cash all over our hot, sexy merchandise. So,
and we're going to accept it for sure.
We're going to take it.
All types.
All money.
So we're going to dig. Hey, I'm digging in. Piss on it. All right.
Piss on what?
It's time to
piss
eat.
On the erotic fan fiction. Let's get to the fucking Japanese Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Hell
so,
yeah.
Can I plate you? Okay.
Anyway, we got a festive feast. We always try to do a home cooked meal before the show.
Somebody lives at KFC.
I cooked all this.
KFC is somebody's home.
I mean, it's no Boston Market, but I like it.
This is all we eat here.
I don't like Boston Market. Can I just go on record saying F Boston?
I like Boston Market.
I like it.
What cut do you want?
Kevin, did you put that on the record?
I'm good.
Derek doesn't like it?
Yeah, it's officially on the record.
Okay. I've been there two or three times. They fucked it up every time. So, no, I don't like Boston Market.
We filmed a video recently. I'm not going to say where. But we filmed a video recently, and they gave me a leg of chicken. And I ate it from that establishment. And it was so fucking good. Again, not going to say the place that we got that, but really good food.
I haven't had a KFC like drumstick in probably since last Thanksgiving cast. Did we do this last year? Or did we do hometown?
Yeah. No, we did
KFC, yeah.
Guys, I got a wedge. So, we're on target.
We're on target.
For our goals this evening.
Cool.
We should say this podcast is sponsored, right? Sponsored.
Right,
LootCrate.com. Yeah. Check it out. Go to LootCrate.com. Type in the special code Mega64. Sign up. What's the upcoming Loot Crate? Anybody know?
I have it here.
Ooh, wait, what?
Let's open it. Let's open it at the end. Oh, at the end of the show.
Man.
We'll save it as a special surprise.
I see it. Go to LootCrate.com. Get your own subscription. We're going to be opening this up later tonight. You'll see what you can get.
Can you shake it next to the mic and see if it'll tease them?
That's like teased.
It sounds like a disc of some sort. A DVD, perhaps a Blu-ray, or a video game.
Damn.
That's my prediction.
Whoa.
We'll find out. We just don't have time for that right now because, listen, I got some stuff to say.
What?
I got to discuss this immediately.
Okay.
Listen, I am so pissed the fuck off about the fucking Amiibos.
You mad?
They did not meet my criteria for acceptable collectible figures. In fact, if you look at this telescopic, microscopic copy of a photograph, you could see that the paint is not up to spec standard. So on Tuesday, edited an image of, you know, they showed dust particles like under a microscope.
Okay.
Like really close up, you could see like,
mites
and stuff.
Yeah,
put
mites.
That in.
Ooh, like
anyway,
people
it's fucking bullshit.
Hey, speaking of, never mind. I had a story. It's not that funny.
What was it?
Was it about Morgellons disease?
It's about
my cat. I have a cat. A few months ago, she escaped and she came back with all this shit in her ears.
Oh,
like
no.
It looked like dirt, but I couldn't get it out. And I Googled it, and they're like, "That's probably mites. Looks like dirt, but you can't. They're ear mites."
Scary.
I took her to the vet, and the vet's like, "Oh yeah, I don't know what that is. Could be a lot of things." And I was like, "Yeah, Google said it might be mites," and the vet was so condescending. Yeah. Dr. Google is good.
Oh,
but
I hate
fucking
that.
Tell you what
he didn't
either.
Say it could be anything. But I'm a little bit better. And then she did some tests, ran back to the back. I like 20 minutes later came back. Yeah, it was mites. Here's
my God. Like,
all right.
So what'd you do to your cat? You give it like mite medicine?
I just cut the ears off.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Throw them away. She can still hear. She
That's
got,
what they do.
Still got head holes. Hey, PETA, that was a joke. I gave her the medication. She was fine.
First you're humming.
Healthy.
Now this.
That's what they do. That's what they do in the Dragon Ball Z movie, Lord Slug. Whistling can kill Lord Slug, so Piccolo tears his ears off.
Whoa!
And you know what that means? He can't hear anymore.
Kevin, did you know that about Lord Slug and his ears getting ripped off?
I did because Rocco told me before.
Oh!
Do you? If you rip the earlobe off, like Lord Slug can't hear, did Piccolo remove the eardrum?
Yeah, because you
can
hear.
Were they friends?
No, just his earlobes. That's enough.
Was Piccolo friends
enough,
with Lord Slug?
Mm-mm.
Well, why'd he try to aid him from being defeated?
Yeah, Piccolo's so fucking
No, he rips
dumb
his
sometimes.
Own ears off.
Oh,
so the whistling doesn't kill him.
Oh.
Because in the movie...
If I would have heard before, I probably would have got it more.
Yeah.
It makes sense.
In the movie, you find out Namekians can be killed by someone whistling.
Whoa.
Where was that weakness the whole show?
Whoa.
And so what the answer is that the creator of Dragon Ball went, I didn't write that
Dude,
fucking movie.
Andy Griffith is like the fucking angel of death to the Namekians. He comes walking down that fucking lake and all those green bodies just start dropping.
The Harlem Globetrotters show up and kill all the Saiyans.
The Harlem Globetrotters and Andy Griffith, that's the next Dragon Ball Z movie.
Yeah.
It's going to take a lot of wishes to bring those back.
And you know what? Fuck it. At that point, throw in Scooby-Doo.
Yeah.
I mean, not
the next,
because he whistles.
The newest Scooby-Doo movie is a Scooby-Doo Movies movie. You know, where they had celebrities come and join them? Fuck it. Let's move on.
I'm laughing at Sean. Sean had an angsty expression on his face.
Are you okay?
Because whenever you bring up Scooby-Doo movies, he gets all depressed. He's got all these fucking bad
That was time. The whole time I'm watching that, and Sean is just off.
He had like
it was paired with happened? A yawn at the same time.
Is that for me to add? I'm just
he had like a traumatic continue
and that's the way for
he
it
had
to
a
be
traumatic
over.
Event while Scooby Doo movies played on the TV
like his soul
when he was a little kid.
I just was waiting patiently for that joke to be over so I could add something
did
to the
you,
podcast.
Did you see a private part while Scooby Doo movies was playing? And you're like traumatized.
Get the shit out of that fucking
I want to try some potatoes.
Yeah, have some potatoes.
Do you want me to? Can I plate
you? Yeah, can you? Can you? That's you
cheese.
Man.
It is Thanksgiving.
I'll plate you mac and cheese. Yeah.
Whether you're celebrating Japanese Christmas or Thanksgiving, you always have to give thanks. This is the time of year to do it.
We should give thanks.
We're gonna go around giving. What's so fucking funny over there?
He puts his right in my face and drinks coffee right on the macaroni and cheese.
I'm sorry, guys. I am thankful that I get to do this podcast with Sean and Garrett and Rocco, and Kevin.
Kevin said thanks.
And Eric.
Yeah. I'm just glad to make the cut. Thank you.
And
hey, can I make you two?
And sometimes Brian.
Hot.
No mac and cheese.
Sometimes Brian, when Brian shows up, I'm happy to do it with him.
Yeah.
I'm happy. I'm thankful that we have so many loyal viewers. I see the same cool cats in the chat every week, week in, week out.
Hot.
That's what I'm thankful for.
I love those boys and girls that show up every week in the chat. Yeah,
man. That's what I'm thankful for.
I'm very thankful.
Thank you, everybody in the chat right now. If you say you're welcome, I'm saying thank you specifically to you.
Oh, man. You should say it, guys.
Well, I'm not going to call them out, but...
No, I get you. No, I get
you. It's like a spiritual connection.
I'll give you some corn, too.
I want to know what Rock is thankful for.
That's the way we do it.
Man, you covered so much. That was so much territory.
Yeah, you like stole thunder.
I'm thankful for... Oh, no thanks.
What, you don't want vegetables?
No. I'm just doing the macaroni diet.
just doing the protein and carb diet.
Pasta diet. You're not Italian. You don't know about it. Anyway, I am thankful for... nothing.
Cool.
No. I am thankful for... Check this out.
Okay, I'm ready.
All right, check it.
What's in there? Biscuits.
That all you guys that contact us about our videos and things like that, we had kind of a rough week because we put out something we did for the Aquabats show 2 years ago on our YouTube channel.
Yeah.
And I thought it would be abundantly clear. I thought everyone knew we did stuff for that show, but it wasn't. And, so we put it on YouTube, and it just was ripped apart. Like, why did you make this? What was the point of this?
Not our
Mega 60
commercial.
Mega 60, yeah. I was getting an absurd amount of, like, oh, I guess Mega 64 is over type comments about something we did for TV 2.5 years ago. But that aside.
I'm waiting to be thankful. So
yeah.
I'm not. Fuck you.
Oh!
No.
That's not cool.
This is
Japanese Christmas.
Yeah, you're ruining
that. Japanese Christmas is
thankful
like weird.
Thing more.
Me too.
I like Derek. I thought your thankful thing was much better.
Well, let me finish.
Yeah, you gotta save this. Right now, you're digging a hole.
Let Rago finish.
I'll eat a biscuit.
I know for a fact that was nobody watching right now.
Okay.
And I want to say thank you
by far
because I got so many emails after that happened. I got so many emails from people just going out of their way to say, hey, that was really dumb. I don't know why that happened. Thank you for continuing to upload stuff. Like, just, you know, it's one thing to leave a comment and you could, you know, put anything. But to go out of your way and email me to say, hey, don't listen to that shit. I enjoyed it. Or even if they didn't enjoy it, I wasn't hoping every single person would enjoy that. But I just thought it would be good to archive it on our channel. That was the only reason.
Yeah.
But anyway. The amount of kind emails that I got, and not just in that situation, but in general situations, when there's something, we did that friend zone thing, and even that got a little, it was generally well received, but we got some that were a little bit like, what the hell is this, whatever. A lot of you guys go out of your way to email me like, hey, you know, thank you for being you, even if it didn't go over well with so-and-so, I appreciate that you stick to it. So anyway, I want to say thank you to the people who go out of their way to say something like that.
Okay. Yeah, that was close.
Yeah, I saw some negative comments on that mummy spray thing, but...
I had fun with them.
You did?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was commenting in the video.
I saw that.
Well, I felt like mummy spray... Yeah, we did that for a show. We didn't write it. So...
Yeah, that's something I feel like I could have emphasized a little bit better. You mind?
No,
we did not write that one. That was a Christian Jacobs idea.
Yeah, so I can understand why people would say like, or feel like it, like it's not our regular style of humor, or it doesn't fall into the regular kind of videos we do.
Yeah,
because when we write something, that's where our humor comes through.
Yeah,
if we're facilitating somebody else's idea, which I think we did very well. I like Mummy Spray because I think it looks cool.
I think it looks
I like that a lot.
Well.
I like how it was written, too. I mean, maybe it's not how we would have written
but it's
wrote
for,
something.
No, it was a great segment for a children's show.
It's great.
Yeah, and that's the thing. It wasn't for our show. We were asked to make something for the Aquabat Super Show on the Hub Network, which is a children's television
These people
program.
Know this.
Yeah.
So everyone at home, this is what I'm saying. Everyone here says, I know it's not including them, so... But I know a lot of people watching went out of their way to say, hey, man, hey, you know, just they didn't even need to do it, you know, because we keep on keeping on. But the fact that you guys went out of your way to say that, I appreciate that. So this spoon of potatoes
this one's
is
for
you.
Now it's for you.
And any negative comments on the Friend Zone video, if you didn't like us on Friend Zone, I'm sorry we made fun of Sonic Boom.
You're in the enemy zone.
It probably would have been better if they just played Sonic Boom and didn't make fun of it, I guess. Or bad.
That probably would have been better if they just didn't play Sonic.
That game is like universally horrendous, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's it's almost
pretty
a,
bad.
The Sonic franchise is turning into a parody of just how bad those games can get.
I'm sorry, turning into?
Well, has been for like consistent years. How are they still producing content?
Well, because people buy them. It's funny because this is what I was talking about with Rocco. There was this mentality growing up with video games that the newest video game was always going to be bigger and better. Super Nintendo is better than regular Nintendo.
Yeah.
Nintendo 64 is better than that. GameCube's even better. And all the new games that come out reflect this progression. So you kind of... You just automatically assume the new game is going to be better than the last one.
They gotta fix it, right?
But the trend this year is all the new games coming out are worse. They're all broken. Like, Sonic, this is the worst one they've ever made. This new Assassin's Creed thing is, like, falling apart. And it's like...
Can you play multiplayer Halo yet?
No, still not.
Yeah, Halo multiplayer, and it's like
they patched it, but it didn't work.
Oh my!
It's like
your god.
That's a it's bad. Like you had a working game, and you went into it, and you like pulled out pieces of code, and then released it as a new game. I don't know. The new trend is bad.
Hey, I remember when they used to delay games all the time. Yeah. I waited for Legacy of Kain Soul Reaver for like 2 years when it went through the delayed release dates. Start doing that again.
Yeah.
At least put a fucking game out that works when I buy it.
It's like, this is the next generation of video games, and like...
They don't have to.
The new feature is like, your game is broken.
They got your money already. They'll patch it eventually.
Yeah, and that's, I think, where the problem is that assumption led to people just going like, well, I know it's going to be good. You kind of trust, like, they're not going to release a game that's broken. I'll just buy it the first day it comes out. And now I think it's time for us to see... You cannot do that anymore.
You know who is the exception to all of what we're talking about?
What?
Is Nintendo. Nintendo...
Yeah. They don't miss
takes step. Their time with everything, and guess what? And I don't think there's enough articles about this. There's certain things that get reported and things that don't. This is something that deserves way more attention.
Yeah.
Smash Brothers came out. Man, Wii U, I normally don't see a lot of people online.
Yeah.
There are a billion people online.
And
everyone is online.
No crashes.
They're all playing Smash Brothers. Online play for Smash Brothers day one was flawless.
Really? I didn't try anything like online
it
stuff.
It was awesome. Yeah.
Wow.
It worked fine. And there are no articles about that. Like, I think they should be commended. And, you know, it seems like, well, they're just doing their job, but they really should be amongst all these other giant titles that aren't working. I think that's pretty incredible.
You know what? But that's a kind of a state of the situation we're in.
Yeah.
If your game works how you told people it's going to work... That's like a fucking miracle.
Yeah. and I feel like people don't click on articles that are like, hey, here's a positive thing about what you're doing.
Negativity on the internet.
They do.
Yeah.
Well, or if you want to write about like Pop-Tarts, or maybe we could get into games journalism.
Yeah, like a weird Oreo
flavor. We could write about Japanese Thanksgiving.
I want to know more about hospital food.
Yeah. Let's do
I would love a hospital food.
Kevin, I want to
know. Writer, right?
I want to know how Michelle Obama had the authority to fuck up everybody's lunch. Who gave the first lady lunch fuck up power? Anyways... I got a Republican blog. I'll be writing all about this.
He's got some good stuff to say.
If you think that's crazy, go ahead and check out Mega64.com.
Give me some of those bitches. Where are those bitches? No, wait. Where are the biscuits? Where's the biscuit?
Yeah, I didn't... Give me a bowl and a biscuit, sugar.
Take a sweet little time about it.
He combined them both, so now he can...
Oh, he made a famous bowl.
You futzed it up.
He made it basically a famous bowl. We'll just dump a bunch of gravy.
Basically.
Sean, what are you thankful for?
I'm thankful... That this is our 300 and
16.
Is that really what number we're on?
This is our
316. Ooh, he doesn't even know.
350.
Yeah, Austin.
Mm. Podcast, and I've been here as a special guest for this whole time. And I'm thankful for my friends and family. And above all else, thank you, Royce329. I'm thankful, Royce. I'm thankful for...
Did you say your wife and family?
I said...
We're supposed to be talking video games and...
Oh, I'm thankful for...
Cool stuff.
Yeah, this is Japanese Thanksgiving, not regular Thanksgiving. Japanese
Mario Christmas. Kart. Fuck. I'm thankful for Mario Kart.
There you go.
They released those new tracks and characters. I played them. They're fucking...
Sean, this is actually the one game thing that I think only Sean has played.
Wow.
Yeah, I haven't seen the new stuff.
It's cool. There's 8 new tracks. Well, actually, there's 4 new tracks, and then there's 4 retro tracks. The weird thing is they didn't combine all the new tracks together and all the retro tracks together in its own Grand Prix. It's, like, kind of interspersed, which is weird.
Mix them up.
And mix them up. But they have the Hyrule level, which was really fucking cool, and a little detail that, like, sold the whole thing for me. Because the whole game, you know, you're getting coins. In that level, you're getting rupees. You're going around and collecting those, which is really cool to me.
That is cool. That's cool. I haven't seen any of this stuff.
Yeah.
I'm dying to try.
So it was really cool. And then I was able to get the Mercedes pack. That was free. And then I had Mario driving a Mercedes in Hyrule. Dreams do come true, guys.
Did you get the Link motorcycle, though?
I did.
Oh, okay, cool.
So it was both packs for $12. Which is...
That's a good deal.
That one comes out in May, but whatever. I mean...
Mercedes, get the ladies.
You know, it's funny.
But that's free, though.
Usually,
Mario in the barrio.
Usually when you see stuff like that, it's so... I mean, it's obviously Mercedes. Yeah, like in your face. But it's so funny to me having that in Mario Kart that it doesn't bother me. And I don't know if it's just me, but like...
You can't complain about free.
Yeah, it's exactly.
Oh,
it's free.
You can.
And here's what
they did.
Actually
oh, they did.
Because you didn't have to have that.
No.
You chose. You can choose to have that, which I did. People are complaining about the Mercedes thing? Really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But they didn't have to do it.
But it's the fucking internet.
Yeah. Why should anybody be allowed to do it?
Sure, no,
that's I was trying to be positive in my thanking people.
Guys, posy vibes. We got to bring it back
And
up.
I find out that people are saying they're fucking mad because they didn't have to do it.
Sean, don't. It's okay.
Oh, I'm not going to be happy.
Don't bring up Evangelion.
I'm not going to be happy until Mario Kart releases the Scion Cube with the gerbils.
Yeah.
And I don't care if they're skinny gerbils or fat gerbils, but give me the gerbils.
Oh, and get like an NES version of Party Rock.
Oh! I'm thankful for that.
Yeah, an 8-bit version of Party
Nintendo
Rock.
Nintendo plumbers in the house tonight. Did anybody do that parody?
Now you want to?
On YouTube? Nintendo plumbers in the house tonight. Hey, I want to give a shout out to
I do the clap and you stop singing.
Oh, sorry. Fuck.
Give your shout out.
I want to give a shout out to all the great YouTube channels putting out parodies of All About That Bass. I've been seeing so many great parodies of that. You can change the words to, you know, kind of whatever you want.
Anything you
know,
you want.
All About That Bass. Like BASE. That's kind of like.
I saw weird. About the fish. Big old guy.
Oh, yeah.
Know what I mean?
All About That Bass.
You know, I also want to say
I'm sorry. Can I just get this one thought out real quick?
Okay.
Real quick. All you sketch comedy artists, I want to just throw out an idea, and it's free from me to you. White girls love pumpkin spice lattes. So, just a little fuel for your comedic fire.
I'm a white girl. I had my first taste of one today.
Aha! Call us here. Fall is here. Anyway,
you did it. I see a lot of BuzzFeed videos going around. I have a suggestion for them: free comedy video idea, like boyfriends who have to carry a purse.
Oh,
they like it's like. Hang hold on. Hear me out. It's the video, and they're all like all awkward. You know,
that's what?
Like
awkward. Dude,
slow down.
Hilarious.
How many views I get?
Million.
It will get 100 billion.
That's a good bid.
Anyway, Sean had something he wanted to say.
Yeah,
so without further ado, shit Sean says.
We had a rant, sorry.
I just want to say that I am thankful for a lot of things. I said, like my family, my wife, kids, all that. Mm. But I want to say that I'm actually pretty pissed off at my dad.
Me too.
Yeah, fuck that guy. No.
Whoa. I am also mad at your dad.
You all agree. I went over to his house.
Uh-huh. I'm pissed.
And he made me dinner.
Uh-huh.
And then there were drinks to drink, and I saw that there was orange soda. Now, I didn't want the orange soda, but I took a sip anyways, and I didn't fucking like it. And he just shoves that product of, like, Orange Crush. It's like, corporate product down my throat. Fuck you, Dad.
Oh, it's like a
thank you
symbol. Symbolic.
Oh, BuzzFeed video, when you go to your dad's house and you want an orange crush, but all he has is Fanta, and you're like...
Go back to Europe, Dad.
I have the funniest gif of... Cut to me and stay on me. I have the funniest gif from that show, The New Girl, where she thinks it's orange soda, but it's coffee, and she's like...
I saw a gif from The New Girl. She tried to put her pants on, she hadn't worn in a year, and they were kind of tight, and she was like... Yeah.
That's adorkable.
Anyways,
that's
I feel
adorkable.
Like a lot of your GIFs look the same.
That's adorkable.
It's adorgs.
Make a GIF of this, hashtag adorkable. Just put that on the screen.
Or I'll get both of us.
Sean,
yeah,
can you
get both of them, Kevin?
When you edit this, Sean, can you put in pumpkin spice lattes in their hands?
And yeah, put them in right here.
Yeah, put just right like there. White girl problems.
I'm not going to do
it. Hold on, I'm going to suck on a pumpkin spice latte.
I'm not going to.
Do it, Sean. It'll be good.
This isn't pumpkin spice. This tastes like... Chai. I wear Ugg boots. Oh.
So how do I know when we're really dating?
I've never. I gotta check this show out.
That's pretty good.
Fuck yeah!
I appreciate how broad those strokes are.
This is must see TV.
Yeah,
this
yeah.
is gotta the watch show. That. The New Girl.
Wow,
is that what you're talking about?
I started dabbling into the Mindy project. Check them both out.
I sensed a bit of the Mindy in there.
And with a little hint of Two Broke
She's
Girls.
West Indian.
Okay.
If you like, if that's your forte.
If that's your trolley.
That's your trolley.
Yeah, so anyway, shout out.
Anyways, I'm thankful for those shows, legitimately.
Garrett, what are you thankful for?
I want to know what Garrett's thankful for.
I'd like to get to it now, as I just inserted a.
Shop and tell us what you're thankful for.
Well, let me chew the damn corn up.
Chew the corn.
Excuse me. I didn't mean to swear on this holiest of holies, but I'm thankful for, number one, all the fans out there, all the cute boys and girls that come out to conventions, everyone who attended game days, everyone's watching right now. All those PPS callers when you call in and help me through Resident Evil 3 for the, like, seventh week in a row. I appreciate you staying with me. We're going to get through it together. I appreciate my friends Rocco, Derek, and Sean. I appreciate Eric and Kevin here. They work hard behind the scenes. All the fuck boys out there, I appreciate you guys for
means.
Doing what you do.
It's fucking.
Let's get around.
Cocksucking, right?
Yeah, yeah. No, that was last week. All the hood rats.
How can you be mad at Day S?
Yeah, you can't.
How could they be mad at the
at her butt out?
I don't
her
know.
Butt out.
Not thankful for Kim Kardashian.
No.
No, I don't partake.
She can eat shit.
Whoa.
Well, she probably does, and you don't even know about it. So give
she
her
probably
a break.
Shit when she took that photo. She just—that's what they caught her mid shit.
This is getting into racy stuff in the middle of my Thanksgiving thing.
Oh, sorry.
Talking about shit coming out of a giant.
Yeah. That is what we were talking
Kardashian
about.
Kardashian
turkey.
But poor Bruce Jenner. You see what they did to him? Those poor girls. I mean, that poor man. What they did to him.
Can you just continue?
Okay, so you're thankful.
I'm out of this.
I'm thankful.
Are you thankful?
You're on your own now.
I'm thankful here for Thanksgiving
feast. I draw the controversial line at making fun of Two Broke Girls, and I don't go
I like
any
making
further.
Fun of Kardashians. Who is there a controversial making fun of Kardashians?
It is.
No.
Shit. The world, well, I don't want to offend the world.
Them. Yeah, everybody.
They're
love
American
them.
Royalty.
They love them.
Yeah. Those are three powerful sisters, and you don't want to get on their bad side.
No.
Will they sue? They probably got the money to.
I don't think they sue. I think they'll like just send people after you beat you up.
Like Oh yeah, they're hood rats. They'll probably send like thugs out.
They might.
Their dad was a defender of O.J. Simpson. That's how the whole thing got going.
I know.
This is they got the law and the muscle on their side.
What else do we have on that list, Jerry?
Oh, this is a great Garrett featurette.
I'm just kind of like I'm worried now.
Where
it's
his
like,
fucking brain just goes.
God, Sean, maybe you should edit this out on Tuesday.
Give me.
Can you do a cut here?
Do you want?
Are you
come
fucking
back?
Done telling us what you're thankful for?
Yes.
Or what are we
doing?
That's.
I want to wrap it up.
Wait. What are you thankful for, Eric?
I'm thankful.
And be nice
for Kim Kardashian. I'm thankful for all the Kardashians. Nice. I'm thankful for the guy that the one Kardashian sister married, who looks like American Psycho.
Ray J?
No. I'm. You know what?
Oh,
I'm
Scott
thankful.
Disick.
Yeah. I'm thankful for Ray J because he makes about $90,000 every 3 months based on the sex tape.
Cocksucking.
I'm thankful that Super Smash Brothers Melee came out on December 3rd, 2001, and no game has topped it, no matter what the fuck you say, Nintendo.
Whoa.
Whoa. Whoa.
I got hostile.
Hey.
Oh, I'm...
And I'm thankful for PlayStation 4.
Oh.
Oh, there you go.
You know what? You didn't even say I'm thankful for Garrett.
I'm not thankful for Garrett.
But we played Smash Brothers together.
You know what
weekend.
I want to see? One day... Epic rap battle, Garrett versus Eric.
Oh!
Yeah,
that'd be crazy. That.
Who would play Garrett?
Maker, produce me.
I'll play Garrett.
Let's do it.
Sean will play Garrett.
Hey, Derek, can you play me?
I'll get Kevin to play Eric.
No!
That sounds all right.
Kevin?
We should have Kevin and Sean just have a
can
epic
you
rap
imagine
battle.
Lack of self-confidence in
that's
Kevin.
Like epic rap battle, but you are Garrett and you are Eric.
That would be the worst rap battle of all time,
or
Kevin.
The best. Says you.
It would be a total of 13
I
seconds
think it'd be
long,
the most epic rap
full
battle.
Of no rhyming and fuck ups.
No, I disagree.
I think it could be magical.
We already talked about that. I think that wraps up Thanksgiving.
What? Kevin, anything?
Thankful for the internet.
For the internet.
Kevin's thankful for the internet.
Yeah.
Well, there's one thing I'm grateful for that I actually didn't get to mention. I was kind of.
Well,
on an emotional
level. You had a chance to say what you were thankful for.
I think we're all thankful for this person, though. I got to say, on behalf of all of us, we're thankful for Will I Am, Idiot He Is.
How come nobody ever listened to the Grammy?
Okay, back on
you.
He's
saying something.
All right. Welcome, everybody. Will I Am, as always, I mean, he's in the Thanksgiving spirit just like we are. I don't know if you guys know this.
We like to keep our ear to the ground. We're the Will I Am watchdog group on the internet.
Yeah. You don't know what's up with them.
Yeah.
And we just like to announce, Tim Cook, if you're watching this podcast, watch your back. Apple has a new competitor, and it comes in the form of Will I Am. Apple... Watch out, because you're going down. And Will.i.am is going to explain how he's going to take you down.
Uh-oh.
In this clip. Check it out.
If you want education reform, you just got to do that. Government's great, but it's slow. But they sure ain't slow when it comes to some terror threat. You ask...
It's true. Watch.
A ninth grader.
Yeah.
When are you taking iOS?
Yep.
You have you have Android for fourth period? You have Microsoft for second period? Those are the biggest businesses in America.
So anyway, all good points.
I was waiting for it to get to something.
No, yeah.
Well, that was a longer interview.
Well, Garrett, that was your first mistake.
The best part is the guy sitting there with him disagreeing
smiling.
With everything
he's
saying.
It's exactly what Derek has pointed out previous. You have to sit there, and it's like a third grader telling you something, and you go,
it's a third grader telling you a dream he had, and it makes no sense, and it won't stop. That's what it's like.
Yeah.
All right, so Will.i.am, he wonders why we don't have education reform and why it takes so long to improve education in America. Even though whenever there's a terror threat, we're always quick to go do something about it.
Mm-hmm. What's the slowdown with teaching?
So I guess if Will.i.am ran the world, we would be slow to react to terror threats.
Hey, Sean,
you just gotta take your time.
You had Miss Preble for like fourth period English, but who did you have for fifth period iOS?
I didn't have anyone for fifth period.
Do you have Android second period?
No, I didn't have no one for either.
These are the biggest companies in the world.
I saw a Portia interview earlier. At one point, Will.i.am says, Apple can do this. They can get the reform going because Apple has more money than the government has liquid, is what Will.i.am said.
As
so,
out of the words,
clearly Will.i.am is aware of some stockpiling conspiracy that the government, they're hoarding liquid somewhere. I was not aware of this. Will.i.am has exposed the truth. Apparently they have a lot of liquid stored up.
What's the liquid to money ratio that Will.i.am is thinking of?
I don't know, but I think the stockpile of liquid is the new measurement of if you have a lot of something, it's more... more than the government has liquid.
Mm-hmm.
Like Jay-Z has more problems than the government has liquid.
Right.
This is bad though. When the government has more liquid then they know what to do with it. It's like Mad Max. It all starts. It becomes a commodity.
Yeah, eventually, you have to summon Solomon.
Everyone's fighting over it.
And if you haven't studied 12 years of iOS and Microsoft, you're fucked.
No, you're out of work, Garrett. You seriously sound like someone who flunked third period Microsoft. You sound like a fucking idiot.
Yeah.
Now, is he going after? We were talking about this earlier this week. Maybe he's not going after Apple, the corporation. Maybe he's going after Apple the app from his own group.
I agree. I think that's what's happening.
That's true. And that guy should be scared.
Now, I want to know, where does Taboo stand in all this?
Probably right in the middle.
That's a little... I'm trying to think of the word.
He's neutral.
It's controversial that he's doing that.
Well, Dr. Dre sits on the board at Apple.
There's a connection.
So if he's going for Apple the app or if he's going for the real Apple, either way, it's going to end with a musical clash.
Is there a rap battle coming up?
Yeah.
An epic one, Eric.
I settle all debates with epic rap battles. If I can.
If he can, but it's not always possible.
Anyway,
so there you go. We'll keep you posted on all Will.i.am news going forward.
I noticed Will.i.am not wearing his smartwatch.
The puss?
Well, it's not a watch.
Eric, it's not a watch. One.
Yeah. It's the puss shackle.
Verge called it the worst device they've used all year.
Really? Oh,
fuck. That's actually the headline. The pulse? The worst device I've used all year.
Oh, my God.
The puss. You said it wrong.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah,
Are you talking about the puss?
Sorry, guys.
Talk about the puss. It's spelled, right? It's Will.i.am's puss. That's how it's spelled.
That is how it's spelled.
That's how you read it.
That's how he chose to spell it.
Yeah,
and he.
I don't want to talk to you guys if you have a red gem. Anyway,
bad vibes.
I feel like
Will.i.am might break some records. He could win worst device and worst song both in the same year.
Is anyone else talking about how fucking crazy and dumb Will.i.am is? Is it just us?
I don't see us.
It is just us.
I don't fucking get it.
And
that's why we have to keep doing it.
Yeah,
I listen to every week.
One of the only other podcasts that I listen to. Yeah. I listen to This Week in Tech. It's Leo Laporte's podcast, and it's a bunch of tech industry people just talking about technology and, you know, the industry and stuff like that. And they talk about the Pulse, and all of them, these are smart old men, and they're all like, yeah, you know, Will.i.am, yeah, brilliant guy. Yeah, man, the guy's brilliant.
He's got all these new...
Are you fucking serious?
He's embarking on this. Yeah, I'm telling you, that guy's got it going.
One thing that they personally really enjoy?
Everyone has this glossed over image of him, but aren't looking at what he's fucking doing. Like...
It's just... We're the only people who see it. He's famous, and his fame perpetuates itself, so where everywhere he goes, people are like, oh, he's really famous, and they point a camera at him and make him more famous, but they're not listening to any fucking shit he's saying.
No.
Everywhere he goes, he's just spouting shit.
When did he get tied in with technology, though? I feel like...
I don't know!
Remember the electoral hologram?
Intel experiment? Live via hologram.
Yeah.
That was actually the one time in history that I was on Will.i.am's side. I'll tell you why.
He started with that, I think.
Yeah, he did that hologram thing on CNN. It's the only time I've been on Will.i.am's side.
Yeah. Okay.
He did that hologram, and it looked like, what did it look like? Star Wars.
Right.
Yeah. Help me, Obi-Wan Kenobi, you're my only help. And he warps himself. They show the... he doesn't warp himself in. They show the hologram, and he's like, hey. And what's his name? Gray Davis. Yeah, Anderson Cooper. He has gray hair. I get it. Anderson Cooper goes, wow, it's literally like you're on the holodeck right now. It's like the holodeck on Star Trek. And Will.i.am goes, oh, yeah, no, it's like the hologram on Star Wars. And Anderson Cooper goes, no, you don't understand. It's literally the hologram, the holodeck on Star Trek. And Will.i.am is trying so hard. No, it's a Star. And like, they don't know how to move the interview forward because Will.i.am knows he's right, and it's like
it comes down to the one time Will.i.am knew he was right.
That's the only time that I was on his side.
Therefore, that was the only interview that could not continue.
Anderson Cooper kept saying, "Oh no, it's literally the Star Trek holiday." It's like, no, it's fucking not.
Do you think Will.i.am is confident that he knows what he's talking about, he can't keep talking. It's only when he's completely clueless that he just keeps on going.
Do you think that's the interview? That's the interview that started Will.i.am down this path. He went,
I think so.
Everyone's fucking stupid, but I know that this is Star Wars technology.
I'm smart.
And then everyone,
I'm smart.
There you go.
And then, of course, he took the Canon camera lens and put it to his phone, and that's how he came up with the plan to launch his cell phone lens company. And then after that, he thought, why is nobody selling DeLoreans? I'll do that. Yeah. Until the DeLorean company told them not to.
Right.
They're not allowed to do that.
And then, of course, he promoted the Intel chip that's a friend to his brain, and so on and so forth.
God.
Relive the history.
We'll carry the torch for Will.i.am, idiot he is.
Let's get retarded.
Until...
How many segments do you think we've done over the years?
Until we can get our own...
Named like five.
Until we can get our own interview with Will.i.am, and he starts hawking our stuff.
Can you...
Then that's the only thing that'll
the
make it
right.
The
day we get Will.i.am on our podcast is the day that it's the last podcast.
I can imagine.
That's the grand finale.
It'd be really awkward. I bet he would, like, beat us all up.
No, he would try to outsmart us, and he would spout nonsense, and I would still like this. Like that. He's a fucking idiot.
Well, there you have it. Wonderful haircut, though, always.
Yeah, the haircut rules. The haircut. I like his pyramid backpack.
The haircut is badass. The haircut, the style, impeccable. The tech knowledge needs some work.
Okay, back to, speaking of technology, technology that works, you were talking about Smash Brothers before.
Oh, yeah.
Have you played it a lot? You played it a lot, right?
No, not a lot.
Not a lot?
I plan to play a lot. But I can't. I fell ill on Friday night.
What?
Really?
Why did I say night?
So I don't know. But keep going.
I fell ill. It didn't work.
But I did play a little with Eric yesterday. We did some co-op, like team-based Smash modes.
Okay. Did you play with the GameCube controller?
Yes, we both did GameCube controllers because I got that special edition came with the multi-tap.
Yeah, I did too. Hey, awesome. And I said it when we pre-ordered it. Pre-order this
Everyone's
now.
Jealous.
Because hardware... always disappears.
Yeah.
And sure enough, the adapters are gone. You can find the GameCube controller. They're selling GameCube controllers again now in stores.
But you can't get the multi-tap.
The adapter's gone. Yeah. So it's like, well, okay. Anyway, so I've been using that too. Anyway.
It's rad. Like, I found out that I'm pretty good as Robin, the
I used him for the first time, like, yesterday, yeah.
Oh, you use him? I use the female version of Robin.
Oh,
Red hair is my main.
Respect. Yeah. There you go.
It's just my preference. But really, like, I unlocked Dark Pit for us today, Eric.
Oh, neat.
Yeah. It is neat. But, yeah, great. I mean, great game. It's like, just what was on the 3DS with way more modes. The board game mode. I forget what that's called.
Yeah,
that's fun. I did that today.
Now that I'm playing it, I kind of feel like, personally, they should have fucking held off on the 3DS version. Just my opinion. Now that I'm playing this Wii U one, I'm like... All the 3DS one did was kind of like
I'm
mildly burnt out now on Smash Brothers. Like that came out first, but I didn't personally feel like the presentation was very good on the 3DS one. It's fun, and I played it with people, you know, at game days and stuff. It's fun to play with other people. I'm not saying there shouldn't be one on 3DS, but having that kind of be the front runner. I just feel like, and the amount of content they had to, oh yeah, we didn't do this or that because we needed to divert our resources to the 3DS version and the Wii version. I feel like they should have just focused on a console version and gotten that done. That's my opinion. I love that it's on 3DS. I really like that it's on 3DS. I'm not saying that shouldn't exist, but the way they went about it, I think the Wii U one is a lot better. Person.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I can actually see what the characters look like. Like, the game is pretty. The game is... It's all
gorgeous
Nintendo.
HD. It's gorgeous.
It's all Nintendo characters, so it's simple designs. We're not doing, like, complex stuff. I mean, there are some... there's so many fucking Pokemon in that game with the assist trophy kind of thing.
Yeah.
But everything's super pretty and, like, shiny, HD. It looks super fun, blown up on a big screen, so... For me, having the 3DS for, like, the month or two that we had it, it was all training, because I finally figured out how to play the game.
And I still had fun playing it. It wasn't like I didn't.
But
I just mean in terms of development.
I've kind of put that away for a while, and I went back to Animal Crossing for most of October, so now jumping back into Smash Brothers again is just... I was wanting to play when it came out.
I think, for me personally, a lot of the things that I talked about the 3DS one on here before, and some of the issues I had with that are a little bit alleviated. I think the presentation is way better on this Wii U version. I just feel like there's more to do that I enjoy. And again, I am not really a super competitive person. I really enjoy playing on my own and doing stuff to unlock stuff. And actually, I did mess with the amiibo stuff, and that was fun. That was kind of cool. Don't need to do that, but it was fun. But anyway, I felt like I got a little more out of it on Wii U. I still, for what I want out of it, for me, it's a step back. I feel like unlocking stuff in the last game, they gave you such a cornucopia of stuff tailored to single player and unlocking things.
Yeah, Subspace
that was
Emissary.
So well done. I mean, even Subspace might not have been the best designed thing, but it was still like you still had like a trail of shit to do to unlock stuff, and it really rewarded you for doing it. And you know, I brought that up before, and I a lot of times I get responses that are like, "Yeah, but that was all that shit was boring. Nobody cares about that. All they care about is the fighting." But now it's like, okay, how do I unlock characters now? Oh yeah, play 100 matches.
Yeah, okay.
You know, it's like I find myself like on my own just playing. Hey, do I have the dog yet? Do I have the dog yet?
We had Eric with his Google like looking up.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
He's actually a you know competent player.
I really love Smash Brothers, yeah. So I totally disagree with what Rocco was saying about like, oh, there's all like these ways to unlock stuff, and that was fun. I hated it. I don't care. I don't give a shit. Give me all the characters. I just want to play the game. I want to play the game with all my friends.
But that's not how for me, Smash Brothers was playing it to unlock shit for two weeks, and then I was done.
Yeah, I totally understand.
Yeah.
That's not how I play that game at all.
Yeah.
I play Melee once a week still.
Yeah.
And the game came out in 2001.
Yeah.
So do you like the new one?
Oh, yeah. It's fun. But you don't knock people out as easy as Melee. It's heavier than Brawl.
Really?
Yeah. It takes a lot more. I feel like it takes a lot.
Can you knock them out as easy as Brawl?
It's about on par with Brawl. You really have to focus on your smash. The B moves, I don't feel like, are the knockout moves.
I have
yet to play this game.
Yeah. Hey, Derek, I'm very curious about what you think of it, because I really feel like it doesn't feel like Melee, which is fine, but I feel like you have to work so hard to knock people out that all of a sudden they have like 175 damage and you're like, how am I still not
fucking
killing
you? Yeah, I could see that too.
At all.
That happens to me.
But I feel like, maybe I'm wrong and maybe you know more about this than me, but there's lots of little things you could adjust and tweak.
There are, yeah. And I'm really excited for
to where you can compensate
in a couple months. I feel like people are going to go like, "Oh, if you adjust,
here's
to
how
like
you do it."
1.6% on like what your flight is, it feels more like the knockout on here. So it's like fine. I'm not looking for something that's going to replace Melee.
Yeah,
I want something that I feel like I can dump as much time into.
Yeah,
this game feels like it might be that, but. Maybe not quite. I
really do think they put so much, and I give them credit for this, there's so much tweakability in this new one that, yeah, like we were saying, you might be able to get it to a point where it's like, okay, now this is, you know, anyway.
I think the thing about Melee was it was kind of beautiful in its simplicity and very cutthroat. Like, if you're not good at that game and you're playing somebody who is good at that game, you're not going to have fun.
No.
And
no.
Yeah. Definitely. Like,
you're going to be upset.
You will hate that game after a couple fights with somebody who is good, and you'll never want to play it again. So I think Brawl, they kind of adjusted that and tried to make it more well-rounded, more accessible for everybody. And yeah, as a hardcore Melee player, nobody's going to like that. If you were really into Melee, maybe nothing will ever top that.
Derek, I think you'll have fun with this game. I mean, you're not going to say, like, oh, this is better than Melee. I don't think anyone's going to say that. But I don't want something that's trying to replace Melee. Melee is on a pedestal of its own, and that's the end of it.
But I would really like... I know this isn't probably a popular opinion, but I like that Melee was so unforgiving. When I... You know, a lot of people walk away from getting beat up from those fights, but I took it as a challenge to, like, you know what? I really enjoy this game. I'm going to get good at this. And once you hit that point of getting good, you've done something.
I agree. Yeah.
I don't know. It's like people who are really good and like playing Smash Brothers, it's just like a camaraderie with other people who are in that community. You just pick it up with them. It's cool. I've never been involved in anything like that.
I want to be so good that when I play with my friends, we're all fucking beating the shit out of each other, and it's fun and competitive at a high level.
Yeah.
That's what I enjoy about it.
I did really enjoy Subspace Emissary on Brawl. Yeah. That was the only thing I liked about it. I didn't like the person-to-person battles as much, but the single-player story mode, I had fun.
Yeah. And that's what I'm saying is for I represent definitely a different side of it than you guys and I know there are people like me though in that same regard and I think in that regard it's a step back
I am constantly being told to, oh yeah, just play this 30 times. It's like, well, I had a whole single player thing last time. Like, there's things you could do. And like I said, there are a lot of fun modes on this Wii U version that I am enjoying it a lot more than I did the 3DS. So I'm having a good time. That's just my two cents.
If it wasn't for Eric, I wouldn't have any of the unlocked characters unlocked.
I'm just dumping hours into the game. Yeah. I'm just playing the shit out of it.
Yeah.
If it wasn't for him going after like specific challenges that he can play because he's good, I wouldn't have any of the characters that I actually want to use.
Like Duck Hunt Dog.
Like Duck Hunt Dog.
He's so much fun.
Still don't have
Duck Hunt Dog is so much fun.
And so cute with a big smile.
I'm best, just like on 3DS, though, I'm best with Pac-Man. I've been killing with
Pac-Man?
Yeah.
I go Villager a lot.
Pac-Man, I'm getting better with Shulk, too. I can't get Villager. I keep hearing Villager is like a tank.
That's my main, but I've been doing Robin for the last 2 days.
I like can't figure him out. Him and Mega Man, I like can't, my brain won't, can't figure it out.
I was kind of disappointed with Mega Man.
I can't fight with them for some reason, but I thought, I really liked Little Mac when I played it as E3, and I thought, oh man, I'm going to stick with this
I
guy.
I fall off the map.
Yeah, I die so much that it's not even...
That's still my one reason why I am shit at Smash, is I fall off the map
Me and Garrett were playing, like, group all-star battle or whatever, like, oh, do you like these events? And it would end up being me versus two computers, because Garrett would play as, like, Bowser Jr. and just go, I fucking... rode off the map. God damn it. Fuck.
Every time. First attack. Like, hey,
personally, right with any good game, a game that's really good, the first thing you need to learn is to not kill yourself.
Yep. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And there's certain characters that I don't play.
That
there's
goes for life, too.
There's a class of characters that I just don't play with because they're too fast or they have like an attack that continues offward. You know?
Yeah.
I was going to say, that just reminded me, actually, my favorite new character, aside from Pac-Man, is Bowser Jr.
I've been playing him
a lot more lately. And
which version?
Either Lemmy or I switch between Lemmy or Morton.
Morton, Starchild.
Hell yeah. I like Roy and Lemmy.
Do they play differently?
No. Well, Lemmy is more like Ace of Spades, and Morton is...
I do Lemmy.
Who's Morton named after?
Supposedly named after some kind of 80s talk show host, but it's Paul Stanley.
Yeah, they just didn't. Yeah,
I know the 80s talk show host.
Yeah.
I used to watch that Morton show. It was fucking terrible.
I remember that.
That was like the epitome of like shock jock on television.
That's what it was. And I think they couldn't name him Paul or Stanley because they were afraid that Kiss, who sues people, would sue them.
Yeah, he's the star child.
Kiss does sue people.
That guy you're talking about, Morton or whatever, I think he was in Total Recall or
Morton
something.
Downey?
Morton Downey Jr.
Yeah, I knew that was the show you were talking about.
That's who he's named after.
And he became an actor. He's actually in my favorite Tales from the Crypt episode.
Really?
The Tales from the Crypt. I have Tales from the Crypt, the first two seasons on DVD from the early 90s, and most of the episodes really fucking suck. They're not scary, and they're not even interesting, except one, starring Morton Downey Jr. Do you remember, younger kids aren't going to get the reference, but like...
Only 90s kids will get this.
Yeah, they will. Do you remember when Geraldo used to do these live events?
Yes!
Oh,
yeah, he opened like
the vaults.
Yeah, he opened up Al Capone's vault. Yeah. He went into the mummy's tomb.
Did you do a glove box or something? A car?
A car. It was some gangster's automobile, and they were going to find something in the glove box.
You might be thinking of the UHF parody.
Maybe I am.
Al Capone's glove.
I think I am.
Roadmap!
We are thinking about that.
Holy
totally We're all thinking about
so, that. So, in this episode, the only good episode of Tales from the Crypt has Morton Downey Jr. doing one of those, and he goes into an old haunted house in L.A., and it's just him and, like, a shitty camera team. And it's all...
seen this.
The whole thing is shown like you're actually watching it on TV, but every once in a while, they'll cut to the guys in the newsroom working the broadcast, and it gets fucking creepy. It's
good.
Really good. It's
legitimately good.
It's legitimately good. It's legitimately the only Tales from the Crypt that holds up all these years later.
That's the only one?
In my opinion. I watched a lot of them, and that was the only one that I was like, dude, this is, like, getting scary.
Oh,
all the other ones are like, ma, your ex-husband's going to come back and kill you. Ah!
That's a good Crypt Keeper.
That reminds me, actually.
That's the Brooklyn Crypt Keeper.
Hey, speaking of creepy things and monsters...
Uh-oh.
Hey,
Halloween's over.
What the fuck is that?
What? You just said creepy things and monsters.
Oh, the latest episode of Tales of the Crypt. Somebody knocks on the door while you're eating fried chicken.
Is that Bishamuta? Oh, fuck.
Sending Kevin to the door, so.
Kevin, did you knock your chicken?
Now, if Kevin gets shot, I'm going to get scared.
Whoa.
I'm
fine with that. Hey, That's pumpkin
it's
cake.
Brian.
Bah! I don't want it.
Bah! Brian Abu Chakra walks in. No, nobody's expecting it.
What the hell was it?
Nope. Derek? Wow. Derek, I think there's a ghost.
Oh. A ghost. A haunting.
Man.
A spook or a specter.
camera on Garrett.
Someone call the Ghostbusters. Kevin, turn the camera. Oh, he's not. He abandoned his post.
I keep cutting to Derek, and he's not.
Don't step on your chicken. Poor guy.
Hey, this pumpkin cake
is really,
really
is
good.
There, I want some pumpkin
cake. No, I already ate
it. Do you want me to plate you again?
No, I'm good.
I'll plate you.
Plate me a pumpkin cake.
Hey.
Okay, how much?
Give him a good chunk.
A little slice
pumpkin cake.
Anyway, Kevin and I found there was a cable show that me and my brother used to watch. They used to rerun it. It was a shitty 80s show, but they would rerun it on Sci-Fi Channel at like 4 in the morning. And it was called Monsters. I don't know if anybody at home remembers.
Nope.
It sounds oddly familiar.
Called Monsters, and the opening theme, it has the worst opening theme song ever. It's just synth going. And
sounds so familiar.
It has a family of monsters gathering around the TV. Oh, candy critters. Oh, Monsters, our favorite show. And every week was about a different monster story. Well, the whole series is on YouTube.
Oh,
go
wow.
Find it on YouTube. Monsters, I think it's full series.
Hey, you really don't need to find it on YouTube.
I remember at least the opening where it was all the big, the monster family in, like, you know, suits.
Yeah.
Like, in front of the television to watch their, like, program.
That should be the theme song. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You're gonna want that. You do trust me.
Sure.
Anyway. Check out Monsters.
Hey, I've been playing a video game lately on the Steam engine. What the fuck's it called? Space Rangers HD. A War Apart. It's a remake of a mid-2000s game called Space Rangers. I'm really enjoying it. It's check it out if it's on sale. I'm trying to figure out how to describe this game. Basically, it's a top-down game where you have a spaceship. You can pick a race and a class, and you explore this giant galaxy. Going from planet to planet, you can interact with other ships that you find. You can land on some planets. There's a lot of different gameplay modes. It has some RTS, real-time strategy aspects of it, which I love.
I like that.
You can be a pirate. You know, you can hijack other ships, loot them, whatever. Anyways, I'll give a recommendation because I've been playing it all week. I'm enjoying it. It's a very big game. There's a lot of text to it. There's a lot of reading involved. Some of the missions are completely text-based text adventures. So it's not for everybody. It's a little bit nerdy. It has a lot of RPG elements. It's very, like, there's a lot of meat to this game and a lot to explore and flesh out. And I'm just skimming the surface now. Check it out if you're interested. It's Space Rangers HD. I got it on sale.
I thought there was something else that I played, but I guess not. Smash Brothers and played more Titanfall on Xbox One.
Yeah. Now that you've had some time to digest the interface, is it nice, at least?
I still don't like it.
Don't like it. They haven't even gotten used to it.
No,
it's still
the system is fine, though. I mean, it's good.
Yeah.
I will say, they've got a thing called snap menus that you can kind of keep things. You can almost have, like, a sidebar.
Yeah.
You can kind of, like, almost minimize
hot
the game a little bit
kinda?
To have. No, it's like you can have two things running kind of at the same time. So you can have the game taking up most of the screen, but then the sidebar is like, you know, a different application.
But what kind of app? Like Netflix? Or?
Yeah, you could. There's some people who have done, I think, like Internet Explorer. Like they were checking on
a guide.
They were waiting. They were waiting for. You could have two things running. That's kind of neat. I mean, can't do that on any other system that I know of.
I love in the Wii U's updates that you can like quick start from.
Yeah, that helped a lot.
Your previous software you were using. Mm. That's so fast to get into a game and playing now. It's great.
So anyway, I was just kind of playing that. I don't think there was anything else.
Couple things. Garrett went to a book event with Bob Odenkirk.
A friend of my sister and mine put up on Facebook that she had this ticket for a John Cleese from Monty Python.
Right.
He wrote an autobiography.
Yeah.
He was going to give away this, or she was getting rid of these tickets. So I went.
Not for tickets, you know.
I don't know what she paid for them, but I got a pair for $45, and bad. They came with a book. Each ticket came with a book.
Yeah, that's not bad at all.
Yeah. That's really
book's
cool.
Book's probably $20 hardcover.
Right. Yeah. That's what I figured. And it was an opportunity to go see John Cleese.
Yeah, you're never going to have that chance again.
And I enjoy... I've gone to college campuses before to see people give talks that I like. Like, I went and saw this Ian McKay talk, and he talked all about Minor Threat and, like, Straight Edge and all this stuff. It was really cool.
John Cleese is probably my favorite person for Monty Python.
Yeah, I mean, he's kind of the forefather as far as, like, getting it started, it seems, too.
Yeah.
Because he has this whole story about how he came over to New York and then went back. He, like, studied here in New York City for a while and then went back and did stuff there. But anyway.
That's cool.
It was a complete surprise to me. So I'm sitting there in the theater and then they say, like, okay, you know, now we'd like to bring out Bob Odenkirk. And apparently it was going to be a surprise every stop along this book tour that a different person was going to interview
him.
You
got Bob Odenkirk?
So Bob Odenkirk was the guy at USD here in San Diego, and he just kind of interviewed him, and it was so perfect because I didn't even know what they were going to talk about. They fucking talked about, like, sketch comedy and sketch writing and the history and
that's awesome.
Just, like, their influences on it and everything. It was really, really cool. Yeah, I was...
Dude, I would have killed to go to that. That's awesome.
I was floored when it just kind of, like, one of those things that happens where you're like, oh, this person's giving away these tickets. Ah, maybe, yeah, I'll take them. And there was even someone in front of me like, oh, yeah, I want these. So I was like, oh, this guy doesn't want them, I do. And then I got a text later that night. It's like, oh, if you're still not doing anything.
Yeah, it was, I mean, I had that same experience with Gorillaz. It was like, am I going to this? No one else is going. Oh, I got a, it's like a front row ticket. Well, I mean, should I go? I don't even know if I want, all right, I'll go. And it was like the best show I'd ever seen.
Did, it was really good. Was it a small venue, or how big was
it? It was a theater on campus at USD in like an older, big, nice building.
Okay.
So it was like an older, like, theater.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
There were, you know, like, not bleacher seats, just a big straight-through old-school theater. Right. But there were some old...
Yeah, I've been in that theater.
Yeah, it was nice. Yeah.
I saw Peer Gynt in that theater.
Peer Gynt.
Which is the play where that song Hall of the Mountain King comes from.
Oh. Good song.
The Mountain King is from Peer Gynt. He's a goblin.
That's cool, though.
Peer Gynt.
It was a fun surprise.
I think we're at about an hour.
I just wanted to mention, final thing, interesting news story. I'll just... bring it to the attention of everybody. It's about a local San Diego rapper, Tiny Doo. Tiny Doo.
How do you spell Doo?
D-O-O. But I think he should change his name to Tiny Didn't. Because this rapper is facing...
came to bite him.
...charges for a gang-related shooting that he did not participate in, apparently. What? Very interesting story. Check it out. He released an album about, like, being in this gang, and so... they arrested him. They're like, well, if you're in this gang, they've done, like, all these crimes, so you're going to be charged with it.
What game?
Gang.
Or, no, I'm sorry. What gang? What's the name of the gang?
You would know them if I told you. Oh, okay. They're from San Diego.
Main Street Elite.
Latin American gang?
Main Street Elite.
No.
Oh.
No.
Anakin's...
It's the one that we actually watched the documentary about when we were preparing for our... For
Elemental
our recent,
Kingdom.
Yeah, our Elemental Kingdom video. It was the same gang mentioned in that documentary that we were watching.
Damn.
Interesting.
That hits close to home.
Yeah. Well, that was just kind of an interesting article. Check it out if you're interested. And also, speaking about interesting articles, I read a really fascinating article today. It's on Gizmodo about how people in Los Angeles who live close to the Hollywood sign have actually convinced Google and Garmin and other GPS map companies to remove the location of the Hollywood sign from Google Maps because they're sick of people going up there.
No shit.
They live in the neighborhood and they're like, people are always coming in our neighborhood, parking in front of our houses, causing traffic jams. Yeah, exactly. But it's like a public park, so the government, like, nobody could really do anything. It's like, it's a public park. What can we do? So they contacted Google, and they're like, can you hide the location?
Did they do it?
They did.
Oh, wow. What
the hell?
Check it. It's a really long article. It's super fascinating.
That's
the guy who wrote the article runs a blog where he gives people the locations of how to get to the Hollywood sign. And he says that residents email him constantly being like, you will be... filed in a lawsuit, and we will take legal action against you. Okay,
you won't.
Do it.
He's like, you are sending people into a volatile and dangerous situation. And he's
what?
Like, yeah, and they're just pissed off.
Remember, they found a head back there.
What
happened? They found a decapitated head a couple years back under like one of the letters of the Hollywood sign.
What the fuck? I didn't hear about that. Was it under H for head?
Yeah,
might have been under H for head.
Yeah, the guy wouldn't move his car out of the residential area.
I bet it was like a whatchamacallit, Johnny Fontaine situation where you know, produce or the mafia said, "Hey, you got to cast this guy."
Yeah.
No, I don't think I'm going to. Boom, your head's under the Hollywood sign.
Yeah.
Well,
take a look at your empire now.
Is the girl.
Check it out.
Well, we got a Loot Crate to open.
Loot Crate!
Oh!
Last thing.
Well, wait, hold on, hold on. She was the best piece of ass I ever had, and I've had them all over the world! Now you get the hell out! Okay. I just had to cap that off.
What was that from?
Capadon.
Oh, no.
All you people out there, you know what it's from.
Yeah, you all know what it's from.
All right.
You've had pieces of ass all over the world?
What's the best piece
of
ass?
Go into it. Yeah, go into it.
Yeah.
Now you get your greasy hound, Giddy Dago, out of here!
Oh! He's allowed.
This is offensive stuff to Italians.
He's allowed.
I'm Italian. I could say
he's allowed.
No, you can't, though. No,
if you...
This is from... This is from... Check it out. This Christmas season. The Godfather.
Can we open the Loot Crate?
Okay.
I'm fucking yelling.
So, I
want to
find out more about pieces of ass.
What's in the box? 7. All right. Loot Crate.
The bits keep on coming.
Okay, in this box.
Oh,
in this box.
Interstellar.
Kevin, can you get it?
I'll get it.
Where did it go?
It went into a wormhole.
Black hole.
Poop into a wormhole.
Kevin, dude. Overhand, throw it back on the set.
Yeah, let it come flying into, like, meats and gravy.
Oh! Oh, all my shit. You did that.
I did that! I just saved your fucking face!
Well, you guys are playing football with the damn sponsor.
I didn't fucking throw it!
I've been trying to open it for 20 minutes.
I just caught it from you saving your fucking face!
You keep interrupting. I'm trying to open it. Jesus.
Jesus fucking Christ.
The whole time I'm trying to open it, he's doing jokes. All right.
You and me, dude. Me and you.
All right, what's in this month's Loot Crate? Go to lootcrate.com/mega64. What do you get? Oh, we got a video game special. That's right.
Oh!
Capcom and others. We got a shirt.
Okay. This would be an interesting thing.
What
size? I got a feeling.
Extra small.
Same one it was before.
I don't know what that is.
Extra small. What was the shirt of? Can I see the shirt?
He hit the wires.
Can I see the shirt? Can we show it?
Yeah, show it.
Here.
It is a... God. What is this? Anyways, is this a Wookiee cookie?
It's... Is that Jack Sparrow? Is it Jack Sparrow?
What? Well, at least we're showing it better than I did.
You're not showing the shirt at all.
Well, I wanted to tell them what it was.
You're just looking at it with their... The audience is, like, pulling their hair out of
home. Can I explain? The audio version of this podcast is going to be fucking top notch.
Can I explain? I was looking at the shirt to let people know what it was, but it's fucking confusing. So I had to look at it for a second.
I'm not even really clear on what it is.
Roy says it's Pirates versus Ninjas.
What?
It's a ninja and a pirate.
Can we zoom way in?
And it's...
Well, which one is it?
It's both of them. You see, it's a profile.
It's both of them?
No! Okay.
All
right, what's next?
All right, Mega Man helmet, mini helmet replica.
Does it
Can
fit?
Can I see if that's like John Cena?
A helmet, like on a little stand.
No, my cat.
Oh, okay.
Ryu's headband.
Okay.
Street Fighter.
Oh, pre-order came with that.
And then what is this?
Boom.
That's the literature that comes with that.
Capcom, you get digital comics from Capcom.
That's cool. Do you know what this is?
Boom. There's like a Mac.
That.
What's that Mac in there? What's that Mac?
You're making jokes and not paying attention.
I'm too busy making jokes.
You got a pin with
the shirt. What's up?
Pin with Mega Man and Ryu on it. That's never happened in any game ever.
There's like a Mech Warrior grenade in there. What is that?
Halo grenade. Watch out. I was going to pull a pin.
That could hurt
hey,
your teeth.
It is Pirates versus Ninja, and it says, the ancient debate of Pirates versus Ninja stretches back through the age of 2001, where the battle was first questioned at RealUltimatePower.net.
Wow,
that's
remember
the
that.
OG.
Real
only
Ultimate
only
Power.
90s kids will
Real Ultimate Power sponsorship on this month's Loot Crate. I used to love that site when I was in high school.
Yeah, remember that.
I thought it was real funny.
Why not?
That's
like a Lego thing?
Oh, it is. I thought there was going to be, like, explosives.
No, it's like a Lego grenade.
What do you build with that?
A rail grenade.
Master Chief?
We got...
Gray.
The gray one.
Wow, sound fucking excited for our promoted
Sean's been
merchandise. Jeez.
We got the gray one!
Thank you.
Was that so hard?
Yeah.
Yeah, see how good that felt? Yeah,
doing your job right. Very, very satisfying.
Finally. Christ.
Oh, Mike Wait, Head's head is definitely not going to fit in that.
I know. I just want to see my
Mega Man paper craft.
There's like paper craft things in here. And then look at this guy.
Ryu.
I don't know what he's doing.
Check out that cool dude.
Okay. How Loot Crate, can you contact me? How do you guys choose your models in there?
Hey, can you guys hold this stuff up and hopefully we get into the next Loot Crate?
I'd like to be in the next Loot Crate.
Yeah.
With my shirt off and what is that guy got boxing gloves on? I'll do you one better.
Anyways, thanks for watching. Turn it off. Hit the off button. I will destroy you like a fucking ninja if you don't turn this fucking podcast off.
Push
it. A shuriken straight between your eyes.
I
want to
go the fuck home. You didn't do that?
Good night.